Near old Gravel Lane, a widower does dwell, that courted a maiden whom he loved well. But she often cried, "Your suit pray forbear, for a blacksmith I never can love, I declare. Your hammer and anvil won't with me agree, therefore for an answer take this now from me, and leave off your wooing, since I must be plain, for a blacksmith is what I did ever disdain. Do you think that I design ever to have a blacksmith to follow me unto my grave? No, no, for an answer I pray take this here, for a blacksmith I never can love, I declare." Her answers they daily did run in his mind, yet he proved constant though she was unkind, and often his love he would make to her known, but her answer was always, "Pray from me be gone. And do not persist in your suit here to me, for single I do resolve ever to be. For men are deceitful, I to you declare, especially those that do speak you most fair. A maid shall wait on thee, my dear, if you'll have me to be your husband, I'll maintain you brave. As for gold and silver, you shall have good store, if you fancy a blacksmith and a widower that does love you dearly and would venture his life for to make you happy if you'll be his wife. What though I'm a blacksmith, I have gold good store, my dear, pity me, and your frowns now give o'er. Though 40 years of age I am, it is true, there is none in the world I can fancy but you. Therefore, dearest creature, be not too unkind, but let your poor blacksmith some pity now find. And do not so cruel resolve for to prove, but grant me some pity and hopes of your love. But if that so unkind you resolve to be, farewell, unkind maiden, I here die for ye." Then from her he went with a sorrowful heart. The wound which he felt from a powerful dart did cause him to weep and continually cry, "My life is a pain, I am willing to die. My dearest, she slights me because of my trade. At every word she with scorn does upbraid. A blacksmith, and this is the cause of my grief. And now I must die without hope of relief. Farewell to my dearest, the cause of my woe. Farewell to the world, to my chamber I'll go, and there I will weep out the rest of my days, for I am tormented a million of ways."